Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Parents want safer online experiences for their teens. That's why Instagram is introducing Teen Accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see, giving parents more peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
On the front of the Irish Times, they're talking about Children's Health Ireland, and we're told that the two most senior officials at the body overseeing the new National Children's Hospital have left their jobs. In January, Fiona Murphy was appointed as acting chief executive. However, it's now been announced that she's resigning in February 2025. Got a gig, it looks like, in the private sector. And then separately, Stephen Flanagan, who's interim deputy chief executive and the chief financial officer, has also resigned from his post. So there's two of the most senior officials gone at the body overseeing the new National Children's Hospital. The Irish Times have more on a survey. A coalition based on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael remains the most popular choice for government after the general election, according to the final Ipsos Irish Times B&A poll of the campaign. So that looks like the most preferred option, according to voters surveyed in this poll, is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That could all change after the debate tonight. You never know. Who knows what'll happen? Irish Independent, Martin rules out coalition with Sinn Féin. As Fine Gael are in free fall, we're told, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin still wants to bring Simon Harris back to power despite Fine Gael's collapse in the polls. And Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has told the Indo Daily podcast she believes there is a path to victory for her party, although she won't commit to what the makeup of a new government might be. The Irish Daily Mail goes back to last Friday, Simon Harris in Kanturk, and Fine Gael scrambled to deal with Simon Harris's interaction with a care worker. With frantic messages to RTE, apparently, over how the broadcaster planned to handle the now viral video. So the handlers worried or interested about how RTE would handle that from Friday night. The Irish Sun, sigh of the storm. Simon Harris is reeling after a string of high-profile gaffes decimated his party's Harris Hop. More about the poll. Support for Fine Gael plunged 6 points in the latest opinion poll. Conor McGregor back on the front pages again, and Nikita. Hundreds of people staged a demo last night in solidarity with Nikita Hand, who won a civil case against Conor McGregor. Hand in hand with Nikita is the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. News Talk's Lunchtime Live was at that demo last night, so there'll be more on that on the show from 12. And then I see in the Irish Times on Conor McGregor, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre has said it has had to allocate extra staff to its helpline to deal with a surge in the numbers seeking support following the civil case against Conor McGregor. It says calls to the 24-hour National Rape Crisis Helpline almost doubled over the weekend. So they had to get more staff in to deal with the level of phone calls they were getting. The Irish Daily Star on the front page in the name of the Godfather. They have a photograph of a film crew and the My Left Foot director, Jim Sheridan, filming with Jerry Hutch in Dublin yesterday. Whatever they're filming, we're not sure, but that's the front of the Irish Daily Star. Inside the papers, if you're looking to go and confess your sins, well, this is a very interesting one. Let's see if it happens here or not. A small chapel in the Swiss city of Lucerne has installed an AI Jesus, so you can go in and confess your sins to a digital version of the Son of God. There's a heavenly hologram of Jesus projected behind the latticed opening, as it's called, of the confession box. So you go in, the priest won't be there. Instead, AI Jesus is going to be in to listen to your sins. And finally, if you're going to a Christmas party, you shouldn't kiss under the mistletoe because it's dying out, we are told in the Telegraph. Kissing under the mistletoe at Christmas parties is dying out because workers fear they're going to be accused of abuse. This is according to a mistletoe grower who says workers used to kiss under the mistletoe at Christmas parties. Did they? Apparently they did. But with all of the wokery nowadays, they would be accused of abuse. So mistletoe sales are apparently way, way down.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.